As we prepare now to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you some joys that have come to our attention in the course of this past week. There are several birthdays that have been celebrated and one that will be celebrated. This past week, Rosie Faga turned 6 years old. Two other celebrated birthdays, I think they're a little bit older than Rosie, and that is Connie Tanis and Rachel Ryder. And this coming week, on the 13th, Lorene Ahrens will celebrate her birthday. No specific concerns were called to our attention, but of course, as we listen to the news, as we pay attention to what is going on in the lives of those around us, we know the concerns are many, and we are also very aware that as we lift them up to God, God listens and responds. So I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, thankfully you never grow weary of hearing our voices lifted in prayer. Once again, we come to you with our joys and our concerns, with our praise and our pleas, with our disappointments and our fears, with our hopes and our dreams. With gratitude, we celebrate the beauty of your creation, the gift of life itself, and the promise of better days ahead. We celebrate with those who are celebrating birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, and other milestones along the way. We are thinking today especially of Rosie, Connie, and Rachel, who have celebrated birthdays this past week, and of Lorene, who will celebrate in the week ahead. We also celebrate mothers this day, and all of the women who have mothered and nurtured us on this journey called life. Hold close and comfort those who are missing their mothers today. Hold close and comfort those who are longing to be mothers, those who are overwhelmed by the responsibility of mothering, and those who feel motherless and alone. God, we mourn with those who are grieving losses of all kinds, the loss of loved ones, the loss of jobs, the loss of health, the loss of stability. With a sense of urgency, we pray for your world and everyone in it, especially, O God, for the people of India, overwhelmed by the virus that has taken more lives than can be counted. A people desperate for medical supplies, oxygen, and the vaccine that will help turn things around. May the countries of the world that are able, including ours, willingly and generously share available resources to help the people of India in this time of dire need. In our own country, we continue to pray for those who have been entrusted with power. Power that is to be used to help the powerless. We pray for those in the center that they might feel compelled to do their part to draw in and make room for those on the edges. We pray for those with a voice that they might speak up and speak out on behalf of those who have no voice. As the Church of Jesus Christ and as a community of faith committed to embodying the teachings of your Son, grant us courage to resist blending into the world around us. Grant us courage to resist immersing ourselves in the status quo. Grant us courage so that the beloved community you envisioned might become a reality because we, your people, have helped to make it so. Grant us courage to love one another as you have loved us. Grant us a deep desire to bear fruit that lasts and a willingness to lay down whatever there is in our lives that prevents us from taking hold of the life you intended for us and others. Hear now our silent prayers. those for which we have words, as well as those that are little more than sighs or groans deep within our being. Loving God, may we fill this day and each day with that which is life-giving. May our words and our deeds reflect your love, and may all that we do honor you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As you go this day from this time of worship, to live into the commandment that Christ sets before us, to love, to bear fruit and to tend seeds, to be a friend and a gardener, may you know that God's abundance of love is with you. May you know that the peace of the resurrected Christ surrounds you, and may you know that the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you, now and always. Amen. Thank you.